Osama bin Laden awarded a star on the Walk of Fame. This is UNnews. I'm Todd Lyons. The Hollywood Chamber of Commerce has announced that a star on the Hollywood Boulevard Walk of Fame is to be dedicated to Middle Eastern film director Osama bin Laden this week. Bin Laden, known primarily for his short films, has gained popularity recently among cinema aficionados for his unconventional style of filming. His pioneering techniques include long stationary shots focused on one character. Fans of bin Laden claim that his cinematographic approach puts emphasis on the spoken lines rather than on fancy camera tricks, resulting in pure film. Indeed, many of his short films are essentially monologues. Bin Laden is also a trained actor and appears in many of his own films, though often slammed by critics for his repetitive delivery, cliched lines, and lack of physical emotion. He has consistently cast himself as the major and usually only character in his pictures. Supporters insist that the redundancy of his lines, often repeated through several sequential films, only increases their impact. The Hollywood announcement comes at a critical point in bin Laden's career. While his early work was generally overlooked by the largest film industries, including that of the United States, his popularity has exploded in the past half decade. He is currently in the middle of a long series of short films based, according to the official word of his agency, on War and Peace, Deceit and Truth, Salvation and Infidels Burning in Hell. The enigmatic, reclusive bin Laden typically keeps the release dates of these films secret, but that has not stemmed the tide of enthusiasm from the worldwide cinema scene. Because of their conciseness, impact, and a deal with major television networks, these movies are broadcast to hundreds of millions of people immediately after their release, providing a huge potential fan base for the director. Though the current film cycle is unfinished as of yet, its ethical, religious, and political implications have already polarized the world. Love them or hate them, bin Laden's films never fail to inspire controversy, said cinema critic Roger Ebert. It is the sign of a truly great director to stir the public to frank discussions on the essential issues of humanity. Look at Kubrick. Look at Kieslowski. Both were controversial in their own day, and both continue to be relevant even after their deaths. Bin Laden, who is soon to celebrate his 50th birthday, has the opportunity to surpass them both if he remains in the business. A voluntary early retirement is unlikely for bin Laden, who, insiders say, still has the passion for film that prompted him to enter the industry. One assistant to bin Laden, speaking under condition of anonymity, confided to UNnews that the only thing threatening his boss's career is feeble health from grueling deadlines and filming in some of the most rugged wilderness in Afghanistan. The dedication ceremony for bin Laden's Walk of Fame star is set for March 10th, the director's birthday. According to his agent, he will not be able to attend, but is expected to send a taped message to the Chamber of Commerce, professing his thanks for the honor. This is Todd Lyons. You're listening to UNnews.